Jack took a peek around the tailgate and could see the cave, but nothing inside. He could see the distorted reflection of himself on the crumpled bumper. It looked like he had aged 100 years. His face now spackled with stubble and growth. A few more weeks and he would be giving Boots a run for his money on the beard. Jack could see clouds overhead, dark shadows of night gathering on the peaks all around him. He wished Boots was with him. He never felt so scared and alone. Jack crawled over to the passenger door and opened it up. There were no keys inside. He opened the glove box, hoping to find a weapon of some sort. There was nothing. He stepped up into the cab and looked in the bed of the pickup through the rear window. Again, nothing. His heart sank. Climbing down, he closed the door. To his horror, the hinge squeaked as he shut it, its metallic groaning echoing all around him. He crawled toward the back bumper again, finding safety by sitting next to the wheel well. Jack dared another look around the truck. He saw Colton come out of the cave at a slow walk, then stand at the opening. Colton scanned the clearing and the truck.
"Jack, I know you're out there. Let's get this over with."
Jack's heart dropped. He looked back across the clearing to the two-track heading down the mountain. Every fiber in his body wanted to run, even though he knew he would not be able to make it. Colton would simply get in the truck and run him down. And he couldn't leave Laura behind. He had done that once. He wasn't going to do it again. Steadfastness in the face of terror. What is it that fills a man to make him hide in the foxhole or storm the beach? To stand in the landing craft waiting for the gate to open, knowing that death is just a step and blind luck away, and yet charge full on amidst the exploding shells? Perhaps it is to consider oneself as the walking dead, that you've never been in charge of your own time. Clenching his fists, gathering every ounce of scattering bravery he had, and considering himself a dead man already, Jack stood up and walked around the back end of the truck. He could see Colton's eyes light up as he approached. Jack's legs started moving faster, knowing that if they stopped, his mind would convince them to run away. He charged, now at a full run. There were no speeches, no explanations, no high thoughts on the meaning of good or evil. Jack simply bum-rushed Colton, driving all his weight into the killer and smashing him against the rock wall next to the cave entrance. Colton's legs buckled under him from the blow and he fell to the ground. Adrenaline flowed through Jack's body. He raised his fist and drove it across Colton's face, driving his rage into that one punch. Jack could feel his knuckles pop and pain shoot through his hand. Colton slumped, his already broken nose exploding fresh blood, the pain knocking him out. Jack was stunned. In less than 5 seconds, he had dropped Colton. He looked around, not knowing what to do with the guy lying on the ground, but wanting to search for Laura. There was nothing to tie him up with. Jack searched Colton's pockets and pulled out a small key ring. Salvation. With Colton dispatched, Jack walked into the cave slowly. Several steps in, he could see a dull light coming around a slight bend. He stepped up and saw the stone room illuminated by a small gas lamp. Across the room, he saw Laura and Molly. Jack ran and wrapped his arms around his wife. Laura hugged him back, crying in disbelief, shocked that he was actually there. Molly couldn't hold her excitement as she screamed at his entry. Laura then pushed him back and slapped him across the face, staring into his eyes with anger, with hurtfulness. She was allowed that, he thought. She was allowed a great many things. Her fury subsided and she grabbed his shirt with both hands and buried her head in his chest. She sobbed on. She cried out the years of frustration, of loss. She cried out the panic of the last several hours. She let loose the feelings of detachment, as if purging her soul of all the things that buried her heart.
"I don't believe this," Laura cried. I thought you were gone.
I know.
I hate you.
No, you don't. She gained her composure and looked at Jack.
No, I don't.
He kissed her deeply, kissed her without reservation, a kiss to make up for not kissing her like this for far too long.